Nature's blessings, and welcome to the unseen world of spirit. Today I'm going to talk about energy blocks that affect our chakras. A lot of you know what chakras are, or energy centers in the body, but I want to just explain a little bit about chakras or energy centers and what they are. First of all, they are not physical or anatomical organs that can be seen or can be touched. They are responsible for our flow of energy in the physical body, in the subtle body as well. And when the chakras are not functioning well, when they are blocked, the energy is stagnant and we experience sickness, illness, and so on in our not only on our body, but in the subtle body, in the mind, in the spirit, and etc. So the seven main chakras are the root chakra, which is the base of the spine, then the sexual chakra, or the sacral chakra, which is below the navel, below the belly button, then the solar plexus chakra, which is around your belly button and above the belly button, so it's the solar energy, solar around the solar plexus, and then the heart center, which is a little bit above the nipple line, that area in the middle. Then the throat center, which is the base of your throat. The third eye, which is between the eyebrows, or just a little bit above the eyebrows. I mean, the point right in between the eyebrows. And the crown chakra, which is the top of your head. Energy blocks are usually caused by three factors, and number one is the toxins that are the causes for a lot of illnesses. The second one is the belief system. So all these belief systems that are unsupported belief systems also cause people to be sick. Then number three, it's negatives. Why I call them negatives? Because I just like to call them negatives. Well, these negatives, what these negatives are, of course, anger, sadness, hatred, any negative behavior, those cause people to also be sick. They not only cause energy blocks in your chakras, in the main energy centers of your body, the seven primary chakras, but also they cause energy blocks in the body, in your organs, in the systems, in the meridians, and, you know, so on. So cleansing, clearing your chakras on a regular basis is very important to keep us sane, to keep our auric or energy field healthy, nurtured, harmonious, and so on. So let me tell you what happened 2 days ago. Yeah, it was actually 2 days ago. I went and visited my friend who just came back from Europe. She traveled around Europe for about 5 months, and she got really, really stressed. Her baby was with her, and her husband actually works in Europe, and they travel from city to city. And she told me that she was really, really stress accumulating, all kinds of negative emotions. And she caught a very, very nasty cold. She actually mentioned, she said it, Lily, you know what, I never remember having such an ugly cold. And she actually asked me, so can you scan my body, see what's happening with me? And I say, sure, of course, let's do it. I want to mention that the very first, very important thing, it's a very important thing, that's why I really love to work with people that are like her, that are very aware, very present. And let me tell you why awareness is so important. Because it keeps you focused and it makes things happen fast. And also healing takes place fast, in a moment, because you're so present and so aware. Now, in that room, the way I'm saying that awareness is present, and I love that, I love that, because, you know, success, it's so huge when something like that happens, because in the room, there are about 8 people, including her baby boy, who was playing, and he was very noisy. There were different people that were talking to each other. The TV was on. The dogs were barking outside. And both of us, her and myself, were just being very, very present. So I totally loved it. I was like, yay, I love it. Because we didn't choose to go to another room. We're just there in the middle of this craziness and noise and everything, so we were just present. So what I did, we start breathing together. So I matched her breath. That's very important. You breathe. Yeah, it's very important to breathe deeply. So I match her breath, so we synchronize. And then I ask my guidance, my intuition to come, my spirit guides to come and direct me where she needed the healing. And my hands were drawn to her back, more precisely to the back of her heart chakra. And after I sent some healing energy there, I moved towards the left, a little bit to the left. It was actually her left shoulder blade where I felt resistance there. I started to massage very, very gently. And what I noticed was a small, tiny lump, like a bump. It was very small, but very hard. And I start sending even more energy there and massaging gently. Now, after a minute or two, I start feeling that and seeing on my psychic screen, my visual screen, I start seeing that the bump were actually getting bigger and bigger, building up. It was actually a block of energy there. And was drawing energy from her intestines, from the digestive system, from her gallbladder, from her liver. Everything was building and coming up and meeting in this small, tiny little bump that was actually becoming even bigger and bigger and harder and harder. Not to mention that she was feeling some pain there. Well, not unbearable pain. Was you know, kind of like bearable pain. So that's, you know, sometimes it happens. Because a lot of time, not most of the time, but a lot of time, in order to get better, you actually get worse. So it can happen. So it was kind of like weird to watch that on my visual screen, my psychic screen, because it was like, wow, it's stronger, it's bigger, it's harder. It's like, ooh, and it was ugly. The colors were not the vital, vivid, green, beautiful color. It was a yucky, greenish color. So what happened, she accumulated all the stress throughout her traveling, and everything was coming and building up and creating small different energy blocks in her body where they were meeting in this point, in this little bump that actually became even bigger and stronger. So I kept doing the same process of sending energy and accumulating the toxins that were surfacing through this point until I heard the word stop. So I stopped. Next, what I did, I went deeper into her subtle body. So actually it's kind of like interesting to describe it. It's not doing, my physical body is not doing the healing. It's my spiritual body, it's my subtle body that it's merging with her spiritual body and allows me to enter her subtle body in order to pull that toxin, that bump out. So what I did, I kind of like observed and I watched my subtle hand moving inside and grabbing that bump, and like you pull out the weed with the roots, that's exactly what happened. My hand was pulling out that bump and then immediately tossed it right into the earth, where I was watching the energy of the earth absorbing that nastiness, ugliness, but at the same time recycling in good energy. So I thanked Mother Earth for taking care of this bump and recycling it, because she's such an amazing energy, nurturing, healing energy, allowing all the toxins to recycle It's pretty amazing. And after I did that, I went back to her heart center, and very slowly I sent some more energy. This time was more soothing and healing energy to that place, that area where the bump was. And I start to touch that area, and interestingly enough, the bump was gone, completely gone, miraculously gone. Now we both of us started to laugh because she said, "Lily, the pain is gone," and I said, "Guess what? The bump is gone. It's not there." And she called it the rock, the hard rock. I was like, "What? Damn it! The rock is not there anymore. So what happened?" She said, "Miraculous, really. It's magical how energy works, how subtle energy works. Because subtle energy is the energy that you don't see. It's like the electric current. It's so powerful, right? But you don't see it. Versus just the physical action where you see it. Yeah. So subtle energy is very powerful. So how to find the energy blocks? Well, what I suggest you do when you start working with your intuition, what I suggest you actually do, just turn off your intellectual mind and turn on your intuition. In other words, close your eyes, tune inside, breathe deeply, do whatever it takes to get in touch with your intuition, and ask your spiritual guidance for help. Ask your angels to assist you. Then allow yourself to experience, to sense, to know, to see, to even hear. Allow your senses to guide you where these energy blocks are in your body. When you work with someone, just allow yourself to scan their body. So in other words, just either gently touch, their body, or just scan it. Then release the block. You release your block or release somebody else's block. Remember when I was pulling that hard rock from the roots and releasing and tossing it, throwing it into the earth? That's one way of doing it. You just visualize it, imagine it. Or another way is just send energy, mental energy, or even energy out coming out of your hands. Just send it, or you can ask your guidance, your angels, your spirit guides, to help you to send even more energy to dissolve that energy block. And after you do that, you cleanse your aura, your auric field, your energy field that's around your physical body. And there is a great method that I like to use. I call it the etheric shower, where I visualize a shower, a spiritual shower, coming from above and cleansing not necessarily only my physical body, but my spiritual body, my emotional body, my energy centers, my chakras. And when you get a physical shower, when you get in the shower, imagine that you not only cleanse your physical body, but you also cleanse your auric field. That's also very important and very helpful. It works. Another method is to keep your energy centers, your chakras, cleansed, to keep them clean. So you visualize some light above your head, and any color would do. A lot of people use white light. I love gold, or sometimes I just ask what color my chakras will need today, and sometimes I get a blue, a violet, a green. Just ask, and whatever comes to you natural, it's the right color. Just trust your intuition. Remember what I said, turn off the intellectual mind and turn on the intuition. And breathe in that color above your crown chakra, and then exhale it into your third eye. And then again, breathe in that color into your third eye, and exhale it into your throat chakra, and so on. And you go to your entire chakra system through the central channel until you reach the root chakra. And then you breathe into your root chakra, and then you exhale out through your feet, and let that energy dissolve into the earth, where Mother Earth will recycle and fix that energy. Now, if you feel some resistance in any area of your body or any chakra, that means there is a little block there, an energy block. So What if you sense it? What if you see it on your visual screen? What if you hear it? And then I want you to take your time and don't get frustrated. Just release it, let it go, breathe more deeply in that particular area. And of course, let it go. Now, at the beginning, it might take longer. It might take 10 to 20 minutes to do this kind of cleansing. But if you do it on a regular basis, it will become so easy. You can do it in a minute or less than a minute. Or you can just program your mind on automatic pilot to do it whenever you need it. So, but just, you know, experiment with it, play with it, see what it does for you. And again, like I usually do, I like to challenge yourself. Try this when you'll take next shower. Remember to take an etheric shower and cleanse your aura, cleanse your chakras, and see what it does to you. Because when chakras function in harmony and peace and are balanced, the energy flow is perfect, is functioning perfect in your body, and your life is much, much better. Happy chakras for a happy you. So, thank you for listening, and I wish you a happy chakra system. Signing off for now. Again, this is Lily with Nature's Blessings. Bye, everyone. Namaste.